It's Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell, and today for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a world of accordions has a home here in Wisconsin. We'll pay a visit to the Superior-based museum.
First, on May 27th of this year, immigration agents in Milwaukee conducted a raid across immigrant neighborhoods in the city, detaining 21 people.
The Department of Homeland Security said the raid was aimed at breaking up street gangs and arresting illegal immigrants with serious criminal records. This is part of an ongoing operation in which 200 immigrants have been identified.
Manuel Lopez was one of the people detained. His family, along with a handful of others, protested outside of Milwaukee's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office this morning, asking for his release.
Christine Newman-Ortiz is executive director of Voces de la Frontera. She joined that protest. She joins us now to talk about it. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
And we have Manuel Lopez's daughter on our other line, Destiny Lopez. Destiny, hello.
Hi.
So, Christine, let's start with you picking up the story on May 27th. What prompted the arrests of these undocumented immigrants in Milwaukee?
Well, we know that over last couple of years that immigration has at times will move beyond its more individualized detentions, which often occur at people's homes. We've seen an increase, as folks know, at in the courtrooms in Wisconsin. And but then at times they do kind of a larger sweep, and this was one of those. And over the years, we've always known that when they do these sweeps, they put out their public press releases and really label people as hardened criminals. And aren't we all, safer that they're all behind bars, and that kind of characterization and mischaracterization. And so one of the benefits that Voces has is that it's a resource for families who've been impacted by deportations to come and seek help. And once we have families who come, and half of those families of the 21 we've had contact with, we're able to really know the facts and really make that public and expose a lot of the justifications. Because what's really driving this is that Congress has a mandate that immigration has to detain 34,000 immigrants a day to fill beds, detention beds. So in terms of the priorities around public safety are not being respected, because they have this arbitrary mandate that if they want to keep receiving federal dollars, they have to go do this. And so this last dragnet really exemplifies, again, some of the criminalization of immigrants that we're seeing. So in the case of, like, this last one, five of those cases, the 21 immigration said were gang-associated. The other 16 were immigrant violations. But even in the cases where they say gang association, you have folks who, like in two of those cases, we know, it went back to when the person was a young person, like 13, 14 years old, and this was like 14, 17 years ago, and that individual turned their lives around. They're, working adults now, loving fathers, husbands, and are providing honorably for their family. And so we've saw in this last round a lot of this kind of retroactive searching to take people, and this kind of activity doesn't provide any public safety at all. It undermines public safety.
Christine, I just wanted to ask, since our time is limited, what was the goal of this morning's protest?
It was to shut down Immigration Customs Enforcement and to really send a message that, here they are making these announcements where you have people who have had no criminal records, or people who represent no threat whatsoever, who are being picked up, and they're destroying families and having a huge impact, not just on the family, but on the community. And that, our message is that, to President Obama, that if he's not going to shut down these ICE operations, then the families and the community are. And this is a movement across the country to really call on him to use his executive authority to stop these deportations and provide even a temporary form of legalization till we can actually get the kind of reform we've been waiting for so long.
Christine, before we go to his daughter, can you tell us Manuel Lopez's story?
Manuel Lopez is one of those examples of a good family man who, you know, who is really a role model. I mean, he's someone who in the past did have a drug charge, and when he was a young guy, this is more than 10 years ago, and who paid his dues and learned his lessons and turned his life around. You're talking about something that a charge that happened when he was a young guy 10 years ago, and he is one of, you know, his niece, his brother, his daughter, both Destiny and her cousin are 11 years old. I mean, they have a loving family, and he's a good provider, and he's someone who's actually a role model because he's someone who showed how, you know, you can make mistakes in life and turn your life around, and that's the person who's wrongly being labeled, and they are destroying a family both economically, emotionally, and really they're denying this person his freedom. I mean, he is still being held in detention, and he's a case, as others around the country that we believe are being, don't represent any kind of threat and whose deportation cases should be closed. And these are people who should be reunited with their family because they don't represent any kind of priority. And in fact, all they do is create more fear within the community to work with law enforcement.
And Christine, we've got Manuel's daughter, Destiny Lopez, on the line. Destiny, were you there when your dad was arrested?
Yes, I was there. It was the day after Memorial Day, and he was taking us to school, and they came and they took him in front of all of us.
And have you heard from him since he was arrested?
Yes, I have. We have phone communication, but we have to pay like $10 a minute just to talk to him. And well, if we go visit, it's like through a glass door. You can't even touch him or hug him at all.
And what is the immigration status of the rest of his family?
We're all residents. We are my grandparents are citizens, and you know we're just trying to make a living here. You know, is that wrong for us to come here and you know to have a better life, to provide for our family?
Were you at the protest this morning, Destiny?
Yes, I was. I was there to support and to have justice.
And what do you hope people who hear about your protest, what do you want them to take away? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that, you know, immigration isn't a crime, that we all deserve to be happy and united, to provide for our families, and, you know, that basically immigration isn't wrong at all. You know, whether you're trying to bring a case or, you know, the color of our skin or whatever it is, we all deserve to be united and be together equally.
Christine, a lot of people might feel sympathy for Manuel and Destiny and the whole family, but say he came here knowingly against United States law and should be subject to the consequences of that. What do you say, Christine?
Well, first of all, being undocumented is not a crime. It's a civil infraction. And I think there's a greater law, too, when you think about this country. And we can't forget that because it's not that many generations ago. This country has been built by generations of immigrants. And the American dream is about coming to the United States and trying to build a better life for yourself. These are people who are contributing positively. I mean, people who are contributing to our tax base. They're obviously working in many cases. You people who've been here, like the parents of the Dreamers who just recently were able to get temporary legal status. You know, their parents have been here for over 20 years. You know, they're seamstresses, they're janitors. We benefit from their labor. And I think it's right. We have a system that is dysfunctional, that it's discriminatory, that's very cruel. And I think, you know, what the crisis that we're in is that for so many years now, we've been fighting, certainly Voces has been fighting for over 10 years now for immigration reform. And though I know we are going to get there because the votes are there, and I think ultimately, inevitably, we're going to get there, but especially the closer we get to presidential elections and the Latino vote is, you know, very, very key. But in the meantime, we have a deportation machinery that has been set up, that set up under Bush, was expanded under Obama, and, you know, that has these arbitrary quotas and has a system that actually criminalizes people that in no sense of the word are any kind of threat. They're, in fact, they're people who are contributing positively. We don't gain by instilling fear in the community. We don't gain anything by leaving what is often the case, women who then, the head of household who provided is now gone, and leaving women in many cases now to try to find where are they going to pay the bills. I mean, that's what VOSIS does. We like have an emergency fund to, in whatever modest way we can, try to provide some emotional and financial support.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to Christine Newman-Ortiz, Executive Director of VOSIS de la Frontera, and to Destiny Lopez, daughter of Manuel Lopez, who was detained during a raid in late May.